A damning inquiry into the response to last year's catastrophic storms has found the emergency management system is not fit for purpose. The inquiry chaired by former Governor-General Sir Jerry Mataparai found Aotearoa is not ready to respond to large-scale emergencies like the Auckland anniversary flooding and cyclones Hale and Gabrielle. Our reporter Lauren Crimp reports.
15 people died in raging floodwaters and crumbling land during last year's disasters, and one is still missing. The damage is estimated to reach up to $14.5 billion. The inquiry found the country was not ready for that devastation, and it's not ready for the next. As detailed across 164 densely packed pages, a lot must change. It also found that people felt let down by civil defence. Alicia Knowles, whose Auckland home has been written off, is one of them.
They were unheard of. They were unseen. There was nothing that civil defence did for any of the victims that I know of from the Auckland anniversary floods.
She says she's relieved the inquiry found as much, and its 14 recommendations to improve the emergency management system must be acted on fast.
Throw away the red tape. Stop needing to make law changes to make changes, because we don't want to have another 15 people lose their lives in a natural disaster to learn from our mistakes.
Emergency Management Minister Mark Mitchell says he's going to bin the draft new emergency management law, which the inquiry found was insufficient, and start again, introducing a new bill this term. Alicia Knowles says that's welcome news, but it needs to be this year. Mark Mitchell has promised it's high on his to-do list.
We can't have a bill that goes halfway or is weak or is just sort of deals with stuff on the fringes. We need a substantive bill that is going to address the issues that have been highlighted in these reports that have been generated. When I say we need the time to get it right, yes, we do. But make no mistake, this is a priority and it's urgent.
The inquiry also made much of the response of iwi, hapū and marae, and said including iwi Māori in disaster response and planning must be legislated for. Ngāti Kahungunu Chair Baden Barber says when Cyclone Gabrielle hit Hawke's Bay, his people stepped up.
We do what we do, which is to manaaki and to yaki, which is helping and assisting where needed. Not just Māori, Pākehā and those that were in need. You know, utilising our resources, it gives us people, connections, networks and food and supplies.
He says iwi have a lot to give in emergency planning and response, and formal recognition of that is vital.
Because with that comes the allocation of resources, with that comes the allocation of mana, really, when it comes to civil defence, so that's what we want.
Kiriana Layson wholeheartedly agrees with that. She was a recipient of the manaaki and tiaki Baden Barber talks about. After her Hawke's Bay community of Waiohiki was destroyed by flooding, her own whānau was taken in by another marae, where they lived for the best part of last year while her home was repaired. But she doesn't agree with the inquiry's harsh summation of the civil defence response. In her eyes, it saved lives.
They picked us up, for frick's sakes, with the army on the Unimog. You know, who in their lifetime gets to actually experience being evacuated from a major disaster, and the army come and picks you up and saves you from being stranded on your own bloody island.
The inquiry noted that everyone involved had the best of intentions, and communities courageously held each other up during the immediate response and the recovery. But it's clear that's not enough, and it's hoped that enough will have changed before the next disaster strikes.